1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Air quality issues that plagued the East Coast a few weeks ago now hitting Chicago and Milwaukee due to wildfires in Canada. ABC's Alex Perez in Chicago says it's been bad, but should start to clear up soon.
Chicago's air listed in the unhealthy category, meaning it could be harmful for some, especially those with respiratory issues. The conditions prompting Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson to issue a statement warning people to avoid strenuous activities and limit their time outdoors.
That smoky air, part of the problem, but not all of the problem behind thousands of flight cancellations and delays at airports. Air traffic staffing problems in the Northeast also having an effect nationwide. President Biden will be in Chicago today presenting his new economic plan. The White House calls it Bidenomics. Following the aborted mutiny by Wagner Group mercenaries, NATO is reacting by beefing up Europe's eastern flank. This is ABC News. Former President Trump striking back in court against a woman who sued him for defamation. He's now suing writer E. Jean Carroll also for defamation. The jury in Carroll's lawsuit held Trump liable for sexually assaulting her. New charges a year after more than 50 undocumented immigrants died after being trapped in a sweltering trailer in Texas.
Two men were taken into custody immediately after the tragedy of June 27, 2022, but investigators believe that others were involved in the smuggling of people from Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras into the U.S. Assistant Attorney General Kenneth Polite says,
"When you ignore the screams of humanity solely for profit, we will bring you and the members of your organization to justice."
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The CEO of Microsoft due on the stand today defending plans to buy video game company Activision. Federal regulators are suing to stop the deal. Justin Finch, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A second person has been connected to a Green Bay homicide. On Monday, authorities referred charges against Presby Wade in the March 1st killing of 23-year-old Braxton Phillips of Green Bay. Yesterday, Brown County authorities arrested 21-year-old Kaylana Brunette of Green Bay. According to WBAY News, police suspect Brunette of being party to the homicide, harboring a felon, and obstructing an officer. At this time, neither Brunette or Wade have been officially charged. Two men, one from Montana and one from Illinois, are facing charges for possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute. The bust took place in Menominee County this past weekend. According to the Menominee County Prosecutor's Office, Bradley Hurd, 44, and Devell Blackman, 43, were taken into custody after a pound of meth was found in their car by a police canine unit. Both men face 20 years in prison and are being held on $500,000 bond. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
He might not have a badge, but we have faith in his killer instinct. Celebrate the 10th anniversary of famed detective priest, Father Brown. Stream the new season now, only on BritBox.
That sounds like a marvelous plan.
Plus, watch even more unofficial detectives in much-loved series, including Agatha Christie's Marple, Murder in Provence, and more. Expect intriguing mystery. Expect The Undetectives. Start streaming today at BritBox.com.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Jazz Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Calvin, let me ask you, man, what are your thoughts about police chases?
That's a tough one. I think they're largely probably a negative thing for public safety.
I think that's a good response. Because I know in the city of Milwaukee, going back now, I don't know, 6 years, five, 6 years, there was a time when then police chief Ed Flynn was opposed to police chases because he said that it endangered innocent people. And so he forbid at that time police from chasing these cars and people who were running from police because of the impact of the carnage of innocent people dying. And I tried to look up, how many people have died since they changed that law back. And I couldn't find it, but I will say, you know, last night again, two occupants of a vehicle, a 20-year-old Milwaukee female and a 28-year-old Glendale female, were pronounced dead at the scene. They were police chase. The two women were running from the police, and driver lost control and crashed into a vacant building near 23rd Street and Hopkins Street at 1 a.m. Here's what I don't understand, man. These people, for the most part, who run from police, in many instances, what's the most that they have? Maybe some drugs in the car. Okay, So if you got some drugs in the car, okay, so you're pulled over. Whatever, you know, you're going to be charged with for having the drugs in the car, so be it, man. But for heaven's sakes, to run. And for heaven's sakes, for the police to chase you. And because in most cases, that's what this is. Somebody has a gun in the car that they shouldn't have. Somebody has some drugs in the car. Are there times when there's somebody who they're looking for who may have shot somebody? Yes, but that's the exception. That's not the rule. So we are chasing people through red lights. And it's nonstop, man. And the carnage continues to pile up. And we know, well, they're reckless driving. Oh, yeah, I know. I see it. I hate to see it. But they become even more reckless when the police start chasing and endanger innocent people's lives even more. Look, I'm not saying there's an easy solution to this. I support law enforcement. We need, within reason. But we don't need to chase people through red lights and endangering innocent people. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better solution. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? Because it just doesn't happen in Milwaukee. It happens all over the nation. Let me see. Police pit maneuvers has killed at least 30 people since 2016 in Milwaukee. And again, that's police chasing runaway cars. And innocent people being killed. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning. This is something that I wonder about all the time. Like, if especially when someone flees, a policeman stopping them in a vehicle, they have their license number, the make of the vehicle. Why? I don't understand why they have, like you said, they have to go on a high speed chase with them. Can't they then find them other ways?
There is no question that with today's technology, Julie, that they don't have to do what they did. And, you know, I tell people I love the old movies, the old gangster movies in the 1940s and where the police chase and all those kinds of things. And, man, I just love watching that stuff. But those are movies. But in real life, you know, there's some new technology, Julie, that police have in their arsenal that can identify a license plate. And so they can shoot the license plate and tell where that plate on that vehicle is going or winds up. Right. So let's say, and they don't have to be right up on it. And so they can shoot the plate. They know who that is, that plate. They know whether the car is stolen. They can check all that information out. And then when that car stops wherever it is, the police can forward information to other law enforcement and they can catch the person on the other end. So why are we chasing? If that technology exists, and it does, why are we endangering innocent people, Julie? I don't understand that.
I know. I don't get it either. And I also don't. And it comes. I don't know. I'm not saying I know better than the police department, but it just seems like common sense. The same with the shooting. When they have to shoot, 10 rounds at somebody. I don't get it.
You know, Julie, this is, I'm good friends with the chief of police in the city of Milwaukee. No question whatsoever. I know him well. He knows me well. I knew him before he became the chief. Good man. But, in many instances, he doesn't make the policy. And the people who make the policy, listen to this, Julie. Reports show that an average of 320 people are killed each year in high-speed police pursuits. And 27% of those killed are innocent bystanders. So, while we're chasing, I know that the adrenaline is flowing and, we got to get our man, but to what extent, to what cost? And I'm just, and I've said this for, years and years and years, I don't support police chases. I don't. And the technology has improved so much that, Julie, they don't need to do it. And it's not, and it doesn't mean when you say these things that you're anti-police. But innocent people shouldn't be losing their lives because the police feel they have to get their man at all costs when this different technology exists.
Yep. And then, so maybe their thought is this individual is, under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and now he's in a car driving and he's dangerous. But what they don't realize is when they chase him, now there's two cars that are dangerous.
Yes.
Like they make it worse. So, yeah, I don't, instead of calling, backup and saying what road, which way he's going, and
they do all of that.
Intercept him or, yeah.
And so they do all of that, and they certainly, Julie, can actually do this safer. To me, chasing is kind of barbaric. And the fact that, we got to get our man, or, these two young ladies who died last night, 20 and 28, yeah, they shouldn't have been running. There's no question that they shouldn't have been running. Did they deserve to die? Whatever it was they did clearly was not worth them losing their life. And to chase, people are afraid of police. And so they don't have the wisdom in many instances, Julie, to understand whatever it is we've done. It's not to the degree that we should die, right? Or that other innocent people should die. That's what courts are for.
Yeah.
Hey, Julie, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. It really is, at this point. And as I said, it's not an easy decision. Since 1980, more than 5,000 bystanders have been killed during police pursuits in the U.S., according to HG.org, one of the world's largest legal resource sites, which cited a study that said police pursuits are the most dangerous activities in law enforcement. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 79. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows level off around 63. Cloudy. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 82. Mainly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms Friday and Saturday. 84. Friday. 82. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 69.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW.
Join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, while I was perusing different sites this morning to find out something that I thought might interest you, I came upon this in the New York Times, and it basically is sociologists, a group of sociologists who have done some research and into why some Americans buy guns. And right now, hey, Calvin, do you have any idea what percentage of Americans own guns? Off the top of your head.
I know we have, like, more guns than people, but, like, I think it's about half, maybe 50% own guns, maybe even less.
It's less. It's still... somewhere around 44%, and it's been around 44% for some time. Even though, you know, it's growing under the epidemic, under the COVID epidemic, it certainly increased. But I'm still kind of surprised that the majority of the American people, overwhelmingly, don't own guns. 56 to 44. If you follow all of the information that's on guns and that impacts and affects our community almost on a daily basis, you would somehow think that that's flipped, that 56% of the American people own guns and 44% don't. I think it's kind of telling. Even though in some instances, I'll tell you what's pretty surprising. The growth in gun ownership in this country happens to be minority. And women who have decided to arm themselves. The percentage of the increase in minority ownership in guns is pretty telling. And the fact of women who have now decided that they want to purchase guns. And at the root of it is they say, you know, for protection. Now, when you talk about the men who own guns, and there's a large percentage of them who hunt, right, Calvin? And we know that that's what they do. And so they own their guns, and they have historically, because that's what they've been exposed to in rural areas. That's a way of life. And so those guns, in many instances, rifles, long guns, are used to hunt animals at certain times of the year. But the other aspect of it is when those guns are owned in rural, in urban areas and urban centers, and that's a different story altogether. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And it's interesting, based on what these sociologists are beginning to understand about who's buying guns and how gun ownership makes them feel. So for a person who has bought a gun for the first time, let me use it. In 2020, while many communities were under COVID lockdown, protesters were flooding the streets, and economic uncertainty and social isolation were deepening. Americans went on a shopping spree for firearms. Now, you know, some 22 million guns were sold that year, 64% more than in 2019. So 64% more guns were bought in 2020 than 2019, 64% more. And so COVID, the fear of what? I mean, I don't understand. I lived through COVID along with others, and the fear of COVID didn't make me want to purchase a gun, but yet 64% more guns were purchased during COVID in 2020 than 2019. 22 million more guns. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We're going to try to figure it out. We'll be right back.
AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW. ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Air quality issues that plagued the East Coast a few weeks ago now hitting Chicago and Milwaukee due to wildfires in Canada. ABC's Alex Perez in Chicago says it's been bad, but should start to clear up soon.
Chicago's air listed in the unhealthy category, meaning it could be harmful for some, especially those with respiratory issues. The conditions prompting Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson to issue a statement warning people to avoid strenuous activities and limit their time outdoors.
That smoky air, part of the problem, but not all of the problem behind thousands of flight cancellations and delays at airports. Air traffic staffing problems in the Northeast also having an effect nationwide. President Biden will be in Chicago today presenting his new economic plan. The White House calls it Bidenomics. Following the aborted mutiny by Wagner Group mercenaries, NATO is reacting by beefing up Europe's eastern flank. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
With air quality at dangerous levels, everyone in Northeast Wisconsin is feeling the effects, including Little Leaguers. According to WLUK News, Appleton Little League president Kevin Kostelecki says Little League officials were conflicted about whether or not to play. They debated for 4 hours and decided it was safe to play the games, but with concessions. Changes included playing shorter games and starting the games later in the day when air quality tends to be a little more tolerable. Kostelecki also added playing is not mandatory. Appleton Little League says they are flexible and will continue to make changes aimed at keeping their ballplayers safe. If you're curious about the continuing poor air quality and want more information, Brown County Public Health is offering online resources to the public to help track air quality as wildfire smoke continues to impact Northeast Wisconsin. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Or our website, civicmedia.us. Or our website, Civic.
I'm talking about an article that's in today's New York Times that some psychologists have kind of put together to address, you know, guns and just what's happening in the society. You know, I spoke before we went to break about in 1 year and 22 million guns were sold more. 64% increase in 2020 from 2019. More than 8 million of them went to novices who had never owned a firearm, according to the Firearm Industries Trade Association, the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Firearm homicides increased that year as well to 19,350,000 from 14,392 in 2019. The death count from guns, including suicides, rose to 45,222 in 1 year. 45,222 deaths in 2020 from 39,702 in 2019. The number of lives lost to guns rose again in 2021 to 48,830. So try to wrap your mind around 22 million guns, an increase of 64% in 1 year from 2019 to 2020. And yet from 2019, 39,702 deaths, you know, from either suicide or people murdered, 39,702 in 2019 to 48,830 with the increase of 22 million more guns sold. So, after squashing research into gun violence for 25 years, Congress began funneling millions of dollars to federal agencies in 2021 to gather data. So who started buying guns during that increase, that period of increase? Millions of Americans who had never owned a gun purchased a firearm during the 2.5-year period that began in January 2019 before the pandemic and continued through April 2021. Of the 7.5 million people who bought their first firearm during the period, surveys found that 5.4 million had until then lived in homes without guns. The new buyers were different from the white men who have historically made up the majority of gun owners. Half were women, and nearly half were people of color. 20% were black and 20% were Hispanic. The people who were always buying are still buying. They didn't stop, but a whole other community of folks have come in and said, said Michael Anistis, the executive director of the New Jersey Gun Violence Research Center, who was not involved in the survey. So I guess my question is, you know, why did Americans decide to, you know, especially we're talking about in the African-American and Hispanic communities who decided to, for the first time, start purchasing guns. Let's go to Wiley from Racine. Good morning to you, sir. How are you? Thank you very much for the call. You say what? Are you
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Interesting topic was law enforcement and the legal process for 40, 42 years, SWAT trained, the whole deal. I love to hunt. I love the sport. However, did a lot of things on different occasions. One thing that came up, and I can't cite the source at this moment, but it was within the last year. And this is a number you may have heard about, but for every living citizen in the United States represents 1.5 guns.
Yes.
So that is startling. When I heard that, I thought, oh my gosh. And so again, we don't they don't talk arguments out anymore. They used to slap each other or beat each other for a terrible argument. But now they just point a gun and they pull the trigger.
So you said you're former law enforcement.
Yes.
So we're talking, somewhere around 425 million guns and 350 million people. And I constantly hear people say to me that law enforcement wants an armed citizenry. As a former law enforcement officer, were you concealed carry, did that pose a problem to you? Were you one as a former law enforcement officer who was happy to see people with concealed carry?
I was not in a sense, okay, but I can define some of this, okay? Before the CCW in Wisconsin, one thing I thought was a good program by Bush Jr., where he instituted the House of Representatives 218, where officers in good standing in retirement and military in good standing were allowed to be involved with carrying concealed in a sense where they would be such that they had less rights, however, to actually be able to classify that gun, to carry. But nevertheless, it gave the officers the ability to go 50 states without having to present arms, present a certificate. So you could travel 50 states wide and have protection.
Right.
I kind of liked it because I followed my son around in baseball, and I could go around just to have it and didn't have to worry. But here's the thing. In Wisconsin, one day, all of a sudden, Walker's administration came in, and if he had his way, he would have said, just put the gun in your pocket. I, every year, have to qualify. I have to pay for my own ammunition. I have to pay for my own travel, and I have to go to a specific place to qualify that gun, the one I want to carry, and qualify it, again, at my own expense. And that has to be done each and every year. Wisconsin certification for the general populace, now that they approve this, you throw $35 in there and you're good for 6 years. But there's no real showing that it's a great training program. You'll see all the signs that they're going to train you for CCW, blah, blah, blah. It makes me feel like, I worked hard. I was safe. I never had a illegal homicide shoot, and I'll tell you, it bothers me. Too many guns here, and I feel very shaken for the officers around.
So, Mr. Wiley, let me ask you, because in Texas, right now, they now are saying you don't need a license to carry a gun. They think that hinders the people's rights. And in Texas, and soon what happens down there is going to happen in Wisconsin with the conservative kinds of ideals with people who are running this state. Your thoughts about saying you don't need, a license to carry a gun. It doesn't need to be registered. How is that a good thing, sir?
It's against my moral judgment and my civility and for our society. Of course, when guns, everyone's going to have an illegal gun that wants to have an illegal gun. But I really think, going back to the House of Representatives, to 218, maybe people could bone up on that and talk to military people who have that clearance. Talk to former law enforcement who have that clearance. The police department is doing a really nice job keeping us certified and keeping us under control. So the gun thing is very scary. It's scary from the beginning to the end, and it's a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous thing to employ in your personal life, unless you have the qualifications and the proper and right training. So I'm against all that, but I love the hunting part of it. But the concealed part is really, really, really ugly.
Well, and now open carry, right? I mean, concealed, open. And I got a good friend, man, who trains people in guns, shooting, and going to the range and teaching them all the proper things and way to handle guns. But we're in a society now where, you know, it's almost like I remember having a dialogue with a guy on the air who said he feels he's a better shot than law enforcement. And I said, well, man, come on, you know. And he argued with me that, you know, he believes he's a better shot than, well, he can believe whatever it is he wants to believe. But I do know that people in law enforcement do continue training nonstop with their weapons. And I don't want, and I've said this once, I said it 1,000 times, I don't want some hero, a guy who wants to be a hero, you know, who has his gun, you know, sir, firing his weapon because he feels, you know, empowered as if he somehow takes the law into his own hands. And I know law enforcement doesn't want that.
Right. The rational, reasonable, fine officers, and there's so, so many of them, are agreed exactly like you say. And we have to talk with that community. I'm thinking to try to get on the Police and Fire Commission board in the local areas here, see if I can make a difference. But it's just out of control. And, you know, there's still the regulations. I mean, you actually have to have permits to have a silencer. You have to have a permit to have a machine gun. These are all these things that are out there. And I've had all that over the years of special weapons and training. But, my gosh, it doesn't. The bullets got to stop flying through the air. They have to stop flying through the air.
Sir, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Call anytime. Thank you for listening. Let somebody know about us. Really appreciate your perspective on things. So that's a former law enforcement officer. And I know that many people in this listening audience, you know, who are pro-gun proponents, and I said all the time, I'm not opposed to anybody and their rights to own guns. But even my good friend who trains people in those things has clearly said to me that everybody doesn't need a gun, man. Everybody is not qualified to handle a gun. They don't know. There is no law right now, as far as I know, that says these people have to have training or continue training. They purchase a firearm. And as I stated before, half of the murders half of the people that die from guns in our society, from suicide. And so when people buy these guns, you know, maybe at some point in time they need to be forced to see some kind of a video that gets them to understand that almost 1 in 2 people who are killed from guns in this society are suicide. 844-967-2789 is the number. What say you? You're tuned into your Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people. But there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000
pies. 150,000
pies
and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoic likes to brag about.
So our horn I like to toot. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 79. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows level off around 63. Cloudy. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 82. Mainly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms Friday and Saturday. 84 Friday, 82 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 69.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of The Earl Ingram Show. I can't believe how fast time flies now. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about an article in today's New York Times where psychologists are trying to understand why, you know, so many Americans, you know, are buying guns. And again, 56% of Americans don't own guns. Only 44% do, and yet there's 430 or so million guns, which tells you a handful of people own the majority of the guns in the country. And so for me, as for me, I don't own a gun. I'll go to my grave not owning one. But I will say to you, it's your thing. Do what you want to do, you know. But I, you know, have not been around guns. My dad didn't have guns. My sons, and they're in their 40s, and my youngest in his late 30s, they don't own guns because we've never been around them. And there's a lot of Americans, clearly, with 56% being the majority, they're kind of the same way. So we don't have to give in, you know. Well, you know, I'm afraid. So, you know, I'm afraid I have to have the gun because I'm afraid. Well, you know, I live in the same world as others, but I can't live my life being afraid. And I do know that if I was a woman in today's society, I could understand if there's a woman who feels that way. Yeah, speaking of that, is one of my good friends, Miss Luann Bird from Hell's Corners. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you? Thank you very much for the call.
Oh, good. Good morning, Earl. I was listening before and then had a phone call, and now I dialed back in, but talking about guns, we have to challenge our own fatalistic attitude that we can't do anything about them. And tonight I'm hosting an event in my own backyard with a young man named Tyler Kelly, who has been working for 6 years. He's a sophomore in college. But he's been working for a long time with all these. There's a lot of people working on this to get rid of, you know, to get the right kind of gun controls. We're not at all out to take guns away from law-abiding citizens, but these, you know, we aren't aware sometimes of what we're doing to our kids by not addressing gun control issues. So tonight I'm holding an event. I'll tell you what was life-changing for me. It was when just a short 6 weeks ago or so, my nephew took his life with a handgun, and then it became personal. It became personal, and it was a gun he shouldn't have had. His girls, his grown girls, tried to get the gun away, and his ex-wife and they had it away from him because they were worried. Now, this is years-long process, not incident, by the way. And then, you know, so they get the gun away, and then he filed a complaint with the police department, and they had to give it back because we don't have those red flag laws right now. And the reason I share that story with you is, you know, I had already been involved, Earl, on gun issues and meeting with Bob Donovan around gun issues, things that we can do to save lives. And the, you know, I hope your listeners realize that more of us have to speak up. More of us just have to pick up that phone and call, because everything you're talking about, and, you know, we can change it. We just have to challenge our own fatalistic attitudes that, oh, we can't get all these guns away. Or what I've learned sharing my story is how many people say to me, he would have found another way. Is that an excuse to not take guns away from people that could harm themselves or others? I hear too many people say that, and that's an excuse, right?
You know, Luann, when people fight for disabled people, mentally disabled people, mm-hmm. that they have a right to own a gun, then you realize just how crazy, excuse me, many people, gun right advocate people are. Well, so because somebody's mentally ill, you're taking away their Second Amendment right to own a gun. So we're opposed to that. You know, mentally ill people still have a Second Amendment right. It's just insanity. And so that's the things, those are the kind of things that we're up against, as you stated, that we've got to fight. And if 56% of the American people don't own guns, I've said this once, I've said it 1,000 times, why are we losing the argument? We're the majority. In this society, the majority rules. So the majority should be able to, even though the NRA and the guns rights people and all that have some power, shouldn't the majority of the people have more power?
I agree with you. And that is one of the reasons, well, that I stay in touch with my legislators, because that's how government works. You know, I need to get in there and talk to Bob Donovan. You're right. We're not representative yet. And so we're getting there. You know, the good news is we're getting there. And I'm happy to tell you that Bob Donovan has I think he's already signed on to the Extreme Risk Protection Act.
So,
which Republicans just don't support.
So, Luann, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much. How's your husband?
Hey, he's really good. Thank you for asking.
Well,
he's out there, you know, causing trouble with me.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Keep doing the good work that you do.
Thanks
for calling. Thanks for listening. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Look out for the air, and see you tomorrow.
Thank you. Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on the Civic News, Media
I'm
app.
Jim Ryan.